A breach in the cell wall, waters breaking, light freeing, illumination, leading to rebirth. Wait, and cold and bright, bright light. Shit, bastards, lost it all, thanks to a pit of self-doubt treble. A wave of despondent fury swept over him, and something died. Hawser tore the flimsy headset away. He lay quivering on the couch, his eyes gummed and smarting, staring up at the auditorium lights and the two white fighting animals hanging half-dead from the trapezes overhead. He forced his eyes closed, then pulled them open again, away from the darkness. Pit of self-doubt. Craiklin had been hit by cards which made the target player question their own identity. From the tenor of Craiklin's thoughts before he'd pulled the headset off, Hawser thought Craiklin hadn't been too terrified by the effect, just disoriented. He'd been sufficiently distracted by the attack to lose the hand, and that was all his opponents had been aiming for. Craiklin was out of the game. The effect on him, trying to be Craiklin, but knowing he wasn't, had been more severe. That was all it was. Any changer would have had the same problem, he was certain. The trembling began to fade. He sat up and swung his feet off the couch. He had to leave. Craiklin would be going, so he had to. Pull yourself together, man. He looked down to the playing table. The breastless woman had won. Craiklin glared at her as she raked in her winnings and his straps were unfastened. On the way out of the arena, Craiklin passed the limp, still warm body of his last life as it was released from its seat. He kicked the corpse. The crowd booed. Hawser stood up, turned and bumped into a hard, unyielding body. "May I see that pass now, sir?" said the guard he'd lied to earlier. He smiled nervously, aware that he was still trembling a little. His eyes were red and his face was covered in sweat. The guard gazed steadily at him, her face expressionless. Some of the people on the terrace were watching them. "I'm sorry," the changer said slowly, patting his pockets with shaking hands. The guard put out her hand and took his left elbow. "Perhaps you'd better look," Hawser said, bending closer to her. I haven't got one. Would a bribe do?" He started to reach inside his blouse for the credits. The guard kicked up with her knee and twisted Hawser's left arm behind his back. It was all done in the most expert fashion, and Hawser had to jump to ride the kick tolerably. He let his left shoulder disconnect and started to crumple, but not before his free hand had lightly scratched the guard's face. And that, he realized as he fell, had been an instinctive reaction, nothing reasoned. For some reason, he found this amusing. The guard caught Hawser's other arm and pinned both his hands behind his back, using her lock glove to secure them there. With her other hand, she wiped blood from her cheek. Hawser knelt on the terrace surface, moaning the way most people would have with an arm broken or dislocated. "It's all right, everybody, just a little problem over a pass. Please continue with your enjoyment," the guard said. Then she pulled her arm up. The locked glove hauled Hawser up too. He yelped with pretended pain and then, head down, was pushed up the steps to the walkway. 7373, male, code green, incoming walk 7 spinwards, the guard told her lapel mic. Hawser felt her start to weaken as soon as they got to the walkway. He couldn't see any other guards yet. The pace of the woman behind him faltered and slowed. He heard her gasp, and a couple of drunks leaning on an auto bar looked at them quizzically. One turned on his barstool to watch. 7 3, the guard began. Then her legs buckled. Hawser was dragged down with her, the locked glove staying tight while the muscles in the woman's body relaxed. He connected his shoulder again, twisted and heaved. The field filaments in the glove gave way, leaving him with livid bruises already starting to form on his wrists. The guard lay on her back on the walkway floor, her eyes closed, breathing lightly. Hawser had scraped her with a non-lethal poison nail, he thought. Anyway, he had no time to wait and see. They were sure to come looking for the guard soon, and he couldn't afford to let Craiklin get too far ahead of him. Whether he was heading back to the ship, as Hawser expected he would, or staying to observe more of the game, Hawser wanted to stay close. His hood had fallen back during the fall. He pulled it forward, then hoisted the woman up, dragged her to the bar where the two drunks sat, and heaved her onto a barstool, putting her arms crossed on the bar in front and letting her head rest on them. The drunk, who'd watched what had happened, grinned at the changer. Hawser tried to grin back. "Look after her now," he said. He noticed a cloak at the foot of the other drunk's barstool and lifted it up, smiling at its owner, who was too busy ordering another drink to notice. Hawser put the cloak round the woman guard's shoulders, hiding her uniform. "In case she gets cold," he told the first drunk, who nodded.